Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We've been talking all day about the weird thing that people have done differently that they didn't realize was a different thing to do until they were kind of brought to their attention. There's actually been a handful of these arguments all throughout the internet.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
So I'm going to take you guys back in time a little bit because these are 10 times that the internet was split on an argument, or rather 10 arguments that broke the internet, so to speak.
Like whether or not you should put your hoodie back on.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, look.
It got a little hot in here, man.
I didn't even realize you weren't wearing the hoodie, just the way the studio set up. I just see you from the chin up.
Yeah.
Then I see all these comments on YouTube. What the heck are they talking about? And I scroll up to the actual video.
Oh, sure.
And I'm like, he sure enough is not wearing a shirt.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. It just got a little warm in here. Just had to pop
the hoodie
off.
The banner on YouTube is covering up those nipples.
Look at that. That is a perfectly placed.
Tim, if you want to put pasties on those, go ahead, brother. I got your back.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Oh,
pretty sure Thrill had hair last week.
You got some of those that have like the tassels on them, you know what I mean? Like the stars with it. Yeah.
I know where to find them. 10 arguments that broke the internet. Number 10. When it comes to brownies, boys, you prefer the middle brownie piece or the edge?
Edge.
I'm torn either or. Either give me the crispy one on the edge or the most moist one, which is dead set.
I'll even go worse than that. I'll go corner. So I get two crispy edges.
Gotcha.
Oh, when you say the edge, I assume you meant the corner.
Right. I think that's what Steve is saying, is that I get in the corner.
I cut mine into nines. Squares in the pan.
Oh, wait. How big is your pan?
Oh, what is that? 8x8?
Okay. That's a slightly smaller pan.
Yeah. All right. 9x9, whatever.
Brownies, yeah, I don't know that I care a ton. Lasagna, I have opinions.
Okay.
All right. What are the opinions?
Well, the brownies, I probably in the end probably like the middle pieces.
All right.
But lasagna, I kind of like the edge.
You want that burn?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Cereal as a soup. The debate centers on whether the act of pouring milk over cereal classifies it as a soup. Definitions of soup vary, keeping this argument simmering.
Soup is something that you must prepare and actually cook, so no. That's all. It serves
There's
like a soup.
There's cold soups, though.
Like gazpacho.
You still have to prepare the gazpacho. There are things that you must cut down, all these different things you have to put into it. So that would qualify it as a soup. Just adding milk to something that already exists would not be a soup.
What's the radish soup? The Russian one. Or,
God. Borscht.
Borscht.
Ooh.
Borscht. Like, do you have to cook that, too?
I don't. I have never effed with borscht, man.
It's a cold-ass soup. I think it's just a combination of
these things. There are, in fact, cold soups. Soup does not have to be hot. But if there's no preparation beyond pouring something into the bowl and adding liquid to it, technically does not qualify as a soup. What are they saying about you?
I purposely kept the YouTube down so I wouldn't see how stupid I look.
Oh, yeah, you look very stupid, but it's great, man. That's
Thrill's kind of right. You see, even the cold soups, you still got to combine
there's
stuff.
There's preparation to go. Yeah. Put it this way. Could you make your own cereal from scratch? And typically, if you're eating what?
Even cream of wheat.
You're not
still
doing
cereal.
It. Yeah.
Right. That's like saying if you put enough gravy on your potatoes, do they become soup?
No, it's just a lot of gravy with a biscuit in it.
Right.
It sounds good.
Could Jack have fit on the door in Titanic?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. That's simple.
Yeah.
She's a hateful woman.
She wanted his ass to die. Look, I watched the movie. I did not enjoy the movie. I thought it'd be more about the carnage than the love story.
Yeah.
So anyway, it gets to the end, and that was the first thing I said to my wife. Like, why didn't she let his ass on the door? Because the whole time he's talking to her, like, oh, I love you and all this crap. I'm like, there's room on the door, man.
Man, I've seen that movie like 3 times. I just haven't watched it in probably 15 years. I just don't remember the ending.
It's the very end.
Don't give it away.
Yeah,
it's all right. Don't spoil
alert.
The boat sinks.
10 arguments.
Well, I know that part.
said don't give it away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
10 arguments that broke the internet. We all have seen those little short videos that'll play in like text message streams or comment sections and whatnot. What do we call those things, Ted?
What, a GIF?
Precisely.
GIF.
Is it GIF?
Well, it was originally GIF. And then didn't they change it?
Well, it's J, but I thought it was always supposed to be called GIF.
It's a G.
It's G-I-F.
Pronounced like the peanut butter.
But the guy that created it originally. Yeah, I think he said, I called it a GIF. And he's the guy that created it. I believe that's how it went down.
Right.
But so now you just say GIF.
It's the graphics interchange format, and he created it for the acronym to be pronounced with a soft G that sounded like the peanut butter brand of GIF.
Okay.
So that's the biggest argument that the J crowd has, is that the guy that the made crowd. It said this is called a GIF, whereas everybody's like, it's called a graphics interchange format, so that, therefore, it's a GIF.
Well, it's like Travis Kelce. Right? It's Kelce.
Right.
He just went with it the entire time.
Right. No one
was like,
saying,
you know what,
it.
No one's going to say it any other way, so.
Belichick's the same one.
I don't care.
It's Belichick.
Belichick. It's Bill Belichick. He said it in an interview at one point.
That sounds
point.
Like an insult, you son of a Belichick.
But at the end, you probably just give up. Like, I've been dealing with this my whole life. Right. Doctor's offices when I was a kid. Exactly. Doesn't matter.
Who's the Ravens player we talked to one day when Miles was there? And he got an interception. Adelius?
Okay, so
he gets an interception for like a pick six, and then it's like, this is how you say my name.
So he was Adelius Thomas. He was a solid player, but not really well known. They played a game. He gets the pick six. After that, he's like, it's Adelius. But we even called him out. So, brother, you've been on the team for like 3 seasons. You were going by Adelius. He goes, right. I got a pick six. People were talking about me.
Here's how you say it.
Right. Like, okay, fair enough.
How do you guys position your toilet paper when you put on a new roll, front or back?
Either way. As long as I can wipe my ass, I don't
over
care.
The top and the front.
That's where I go.
Did you know
well.
There's a different texture to both sides of that?
No.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah,
the just side like that's glued
the
down.
The underneath side is the rougher side.
Huh.
That's attached to all the other paper.
So that's for
the top side
is the soft side. So, I need the deep scrub.
Right. So the first.
So the difference
first
is if you're
the under, hard...
if you're underneath and you grab it one way, you could be wiping with the rougher side of the toilet paper.
Gotcha. That's for the initial scrape, and then the soft side is when you need to get really in there.
I always had it underneath. I didn't think it mattered, and then I read an article that, like, the guy that invented toilet paper was like, no, it goes over the top.
Yeah.
So I saw it on YouTube. They're quoting George Carlin, but it says, hey. You say potato, I say F you.
Classic. This one came on, I feel like, very decently recently. A hot dog.
Is it a sandwich? Right, because it's meat between, technically.
Right.
I guess it would be, because if you got a sausage sandwich, your expectation, right, is that it's going to be presented as a hot dog.
But also, you don't really have any sandwiches that are facing upward.
I disagree. All right. If I got a sausage sandwich, I would expect it to be split down the middle, like butterflied.
Yeah.
The sausage itself.
Think about
the bread that it's served?
What about like a sausage McBlublin?
Well, think about a meatball sub.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut down the middle. It's facing upward.
Yeah.
It's still a sandwich. Philly cheesesteak. Still a sandwich. It's facing upward. It's open face to the top.
I think it's more about the tube-shaped meat.
I think that's what it comes down to.
Right,
to me, if I look at a menu and it says a sausage sandwich, and it's just my assumption, could be wrong. I'm going to get the full sausage, the tube of sausage with whatever they add on a bun.
I would envision a butterfly.
I would think it's butterfly.
It might be butterfly,
with, like,
but I still think it's
of,
on the. Yeah. But you think it's on like just flat
on a roll,
bread.
Yeah,
right.
With
okay.
some arugula right. and
yeah.
a little balsamic.
Ooh,
arugula
on
sausage.
Sorry,
that's a whole side
it's
argument.
Very sorry, yeah, I was thinking of one very specific sausage.
That's
sandwich.
What bugs me about your saying arugula.
Why can't they just do anything normal around here?
Pineapple on pizza, that's a common
one. It's up to you. That's subjective.
Look, I like it. The argument I will hear is that the pineapple juice gets all the other half of the pizza. So people don't like pineapple.
I wouldn't have and have that.
Don't have that thing.
Look, if you order a pineapple pizza, then it should go on pizza.
Right. If that's what you want.
You know, some people get chicken and barbecue sauce. It's delicious. If you like it, you like it.
The Yanny or Laurel audio. Yanny or Laurel? Did you guys ever hear this?
What do you hear?
Yeah, so which name do you hear here?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
I hear Laurel. Yeah.
That's all I ever heard was Laurel, too. I never really
Yanny?
Heard Yanny.
Yanny?
Yanny.
Play that again. Pittsburgh? How does anybody?
Laurel.
Wow.
Laurel.
I'm trying to hear Yanny.
You might as well just say hamburger.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
I could hear both, but now all I can hear is Laurel.
I think at one time I did hear Yanny, but for this one, however the audio is oriented, all I ever hear is Laurel on that one.
Did they ever say which word they were saying?
Oh.
No, it's one of those weird
We audio. Said okay. McGillicuddy.
On YouTube, Hunch Punch has a theory. One piece of bread with the stuff is toast. Two pieces of bread with stuff is an open-faced sandwich. Hot dog, one piece of bread, therefore toast, but it's on a bun.
But what if it's not toasted?
Right. It's
because
the same
toast
as a hamburger.
To me
right.
means that this has experienced heat to the point that it has gotten harder, more carbonized.
Okay.
Look, sorry, man.
Yeah.
I hate to go down this road. I'm just. That's where we're at.
You add heat, it gets harder.
And then I'll leave you with this last
damn it.
Argument that broke the internet. And I think it's kind of where the term came from back in 2015, the dress.
Yeah.
Who remembers that stupid ass dress?
Gold or blue or something?
Gold and white or blue and black. And here's the thing, it was blue and black. Y'all were blind. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Is that your opinion or is that what they said?
That is a fact.
Okay.
Everybody found the dress, they're like, here it is.
I just need to remember the last time you wore that. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Do you remember the last time I wore this? I certainly don't.
We were engaged that night.
Ladies, here's a different way to ask the question. Do you remember the last time you peeled this off of me?
Mm.
April 7th, 2021. Yeah. That we'll remember.
Hotel 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.